Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM, stream at krcl.org, or download the app on the App Store.
Shh. Are you listening?
This is
Slug
Sound Waves.
We're Lucy. Metalcore, shoegaze, I don't even know really what to call us.
Instruments.
we make music. I'm Lou, Lou Fisher. I play guitar and I scream for Lucy, singing occasionally. I also do a heavy majority of the writing, but these guys help me out a lot with that
too. As well as mixing.
Yeah, really whatever. I'm like the band monkey, kind of. I jump around and do a lot of stuff.
Well, he's Lucy, and I'm Rustin, and I play the keys, also known as David, and I'm just happy to be here.
All right. I am Calvin, also known as Chromebook. I play the drums.
That sums it up.
I am Lunk, and I can play guitar, but I haven't played guitar for Lucy for a while.
Yeah, sometimes Lunk will just jump on stage and steal the guitar from me, but...
We kicked him out months ago.
Oh, man. We're kind of all over the place. We make a lot of different stuff. Like, we have some tracks that are more, like, EDM-focused. Me and, like, one of the other members, Colin, he's not here today... but he does like a lot of like DJ and like production work, so we're always working together doing like dubstep or just really whatever we're feeling. But then we also have like a big part of like a, I almost want to say like metalcore, but it tends to be like hardcore, post-hardcore, shoegazy, whatever ends up coming out kind of style, alternative, I guess.
I'd say a lot of the newer stuff is more like metalcore focused.
Definitely,
yeah. Like the last three songs you've written, very influenced by like On Broken Wings or Love Lost But Not Forgotten.
I feel like I don't know, when people ask me, I say it's like EDM meets like gothic Castlevania, like screamo.
Yeah, definitely a lot of like vampire undertones for sure.
Yeah, or like storytelling too. I feel like a lot of our music's very like influenced by like the story it's telling a lot. Yeah.
To be the community of the scene, and through that I found a lot of great friends, but since then the scene has gone to shit, in my opinion. People in it are not very healthy to be around, but thank God I still have all my friends that I made.
I feel like a big part of it too is just like passion. Like, I love when people pour like passion into their art, not just like wanting to make something that, you know, reaches like a large target audience, pulls in like a lot of listeners, just like doing it for like the art's sake almost. And I feel like a lot of like the music at like the level we're at, so much of it is just passion, just like people not getting paid, just pulling up to a show, playing for free, and just like pouring their hearts into it. You know, it's inspiring in that regard for sure.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun too.
Yeah. So it's all about like just friendship to me and community.
Yeah.
It's just having fun with my gals.
With the gang.
With the gang. Yeah. That's honestly like a major reason I'm doing it too. It's just for fun. I think the first thing that inspired me to join this though was that I'd never done any like hardcore or metal screamer, like anything heavy before, because I'm honestly more like a funk drummer, like a funk kind of math rock jazzy drummer. So I was like, oh, this is great. This will like, I've never tried anything like this. This is super cool. And it's like, I've known Lukey for a while. We're pretty good friends. Mm-hmm. And like everyone just seemed super cool. And like I heard some of the recordings for like Dracula. I was like, this is so cool. I've always wanted to play music like this. So yeah. And it's been a blast.
I feel like working like every day, 9 to 5, kind of gets old, you know? You need some to do on the weekend, hang out with your friends, make something. So to me, that's really what Lucy is just like an excuse to chill with the guys and have a good time.
Yeah, I feel like it's a, for me, I value it so much because it's like guaranteed every week I get a chance to like violently express myself, you know? Like I can just like get it all out. It's mm-hmm. super cathartic. And there's not many environments where like that's like welcomed or like encouraged almost. Like in this scene, I feel like you're like admired like based on how hard you can go,
mm-hmm.
which I think is super cool. So I love it for that.
It's yeah, true. It doesn't even stop with the music.
Yeah.
Like with you saying that,
mediums,
we love, me especially, I'd be making like paintings for like merch and like cooking up clothes, sewing on patches. Like even like at that level, just like being able to express yourself there too is like, you wouldn't believe it. It's awesome. So yeah, so we technically started about a year ago, but it was pretty small at that point. It was me and my old roommate, Cairo, and I think it was you on guitar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And Marshall sometimes, too.
Yeah, just like we had jamming. Another roommate, Marshall.
It was kind of just jamming.
Up in our house that he would play drums to sometimes. And we kind of just, yeah, we started as kind of like a jam project. I would bring some ideas, and we would just have a fun time in our basement, you know, writing them out. And then I think just like slowly over time, we started kind of pulling more friends into it. Now we're looking at like 6 people in the band. And I think we had like 7 at one point. It was like the highest we got to. But we're pretty kind of, we flow like that. Just get all like the friends in on it. And it's pretty chill.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And we started, that happened when we all moved in together, which was like August, November mm-hmm. of last year. And yeah, that's when all that started. And then right before that, like we went on tour, Lukey and I, with Another Quiet Morning. And like right when we got back was when I moved in.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lukey was hanging out like a couple days later and was like, can mm-hmm. I move in? And then, yeah.
That's kind of definitely where it all went down. And I mean, since then, like I moved to Provo and we've had to like change a practice space, and this guy moved to Ohio. Lunk moved to Ohio for a couple months.
Yeah, like half a year.
Mm-hmm. And so that was, you know, we rearranged the band for that a little bit. And then we had our original drummer, Cairo, ended up moving to New York. And so we've kind of been just all over the place since then, but it's hard to believe it's been a year at this point.
It all started with Big Martha. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
We had a name for our house.
Yeah. Big Martha House. And it was kind of like a little venue up in Ogden. Like we would have free shows in the basement all the time. I would have like working at 5 in the morning, and I'd come home tired as hell, and there'd be like 300 people in the house. So I'm like, go away.
Some of the shows, there were so many people.
And bad.
We put on like crazy
pretty warm down there.
We didn't have any rules. We didn't like Yeah, it was kind of a mistake. We didn't know how big it would be.
I never thought that the shows would be that big.
Our house was destroyed. Cigarette butts where you would believe.
Our shed was covered in glass bottles.
Yeah. And like,
that was mostly your fault.
The drums were right next to my wall, and I'd be so pissed off trying to go to sleep, and like, just, it was bad. But it was so fun. It was, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Definitely like a little
favorite
musical
time period of my life.
Musical hotspot up
yeah.
there.
For sure.
Yeah, I entered like right after that. Yeah. Yeah,
you didn't
so I
have
missed
to go
the whole
through
crazy
that.
Era.
Be glad.
Bit of a bummer, but like
our
you
mental
know.
Health at Martha House in Ogden was like
the worst
at its worst
ever been
it has ever been.
Helped with the scramsy metalcore though, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Me and Colin, right, we worked together on two songs. One of them is Hymnal Page 2, and the other one is Lady in White. And we just dropped that on December 6th. We're super hyped about it. The second track on the split, Hymnal, that's one that I cooked a while ago, and we've been sitting on it. And in the album we just released too, pretty recently, we had a different version of it, and I mean, we got so much praise for it. Like, people would come up to me and be telling me about that song, and it was making me pretty happy. So we had Colin kind of do like a remixed version of it, and really, like, drive home like the EDM vibe, make it like super ethereal and stuff. And then Lady in White is a new one. That one we're kind of testing the waters a bit. It's a little bit like trappy. Kind of, I don't know, it's, you just gotta listen to it. It's a very interesting vibe, but definitely stoked to see how this one does just in comparison to like our more hardcore and more metal stuff, you know. Yeah, we do Hymnal. It's pretty interesting because we'll do like half a set of like me screaming at the top of my lungs, and then all of a sudden like it hits that song and it like everyone kind of like cuts out. It'll be just me and Colin for that one. Him like spinning his decks and me just trying to be as pretty as I can with like the driest throat, but yeah, no, we love doing that one. Hopefully we're gonna try and figure out how to do like a live version of Lady in White and some of our other EDM tracks that we haven't released yet.
That'll be sweet. Yeah, I've heard people say like every time after the shows they come up and they're like, I loved the switch up. Like, that's one of their favorite parts, is how it's like screamo and then all of a sudden this beautiful ethereal like Hymnal, and then all of a sudden it's like EDM also. Mm-hmm. People are like, what is going on?
It's definitely one of my favorite parts too.
Yeah.
I mean, as a musician and like just like a human in general, you know, being creative is like a fundamental part of life. And so like, I don't know, when I'm making music, I want to make all kinds, you know, not just one genre or one kind of boxed in mindset. I think it's important to try new things.
Totally.
And like push yourself.
It's like one of my favorite parts of this band.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I always love seeing the crowd like go from like moshing and like hardcore crowd to a like EDM raving crowd.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because it's so awkward at first, but then everyone gets into it and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely took a while for us to figure out how to like blur the line at a show between like more like ravey stuff and more like hardcore stuff. But I feel like we've, at this point, we've gotten pretty into it. It feels a little more natural.
When we first started playing it, there was, like, always a moment where people were just standing still for a second.
Yeah, that's what I was referring
like,
to.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, what's happening?
It's been awesome.
We've been doing
now.
It for a while,
yeah.
So like, people just know.
Yeah. Mostly just me at home in my basement. Some of the recordings I've had, like, some of them come over. We've done, like, live sessions before. It's pretty all over the place. Like, I'm a pretty chaotic producer. Kind of a lot of like 2 a.m. to like 5 a.m. grinds late at night, sitting on my laptop staring, trying to figure out how to make the mix sound not horrible anymore. But yeah, no, like we're pretty DIY. We have a lot of gear between us, and so we set up our microphones. We have like a pretty like big sized basement out in Provo right now, where we have kind of like a little studio setup. Got like some what's it, like a big like monitor rack and computer out in like our water heater room kind of setup.
Yeah.
But it works. It works for us. And I feel like at this point, you know, we've kind of gotten it down a lot, especially Colin too with the EDM stuff. He's like a wizard with that when it comes to production. He's the one who's mixing and mastering all of that. And usually, I don't even know. I'm kind of outside his process. I'll send it to him and I'll like wait a day or two and he'll send it back and it's like Midas. Like he just touches it and it's gold. I swear. He's pretty chill for that, for sure. Acquiesce is that's a good track, honestly. We wrote that one pretty recently. That's not like super new, but probably like the middle of our lifespan at this point.
Yeah.
I think it sounds the most how it does live.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It definitely is the easiest the to album. Like reproduce. It's kind of a crazy track. I mean, it's definitely one of our more heavy ones.
Yeah.
For sure. It's fun to play live.
The ending too.
Yeah.
Love it.
I like to split the sea, so yeah. to speak, live at the end.
Oh my god.
Make the crowd move and then slam into each other. You're about to hear Acquiesce by Lucy from Now You Lay Terrified. Okay, so We're pretty much just on Instagram at this point. You can find us with lovely Lucy or lovely.lucy.x. That's usually where we'll post our shows. We have one coming up December 27th at Kilby Court with Drag and My Pet Spider. But, I mean, yeah, besides that, shout out the scene. Heart y'all. Making shit move.
Stream Now You Lay Terrified out now. David Spotify. 2025 coming soon.
Oh, yeah, we do have a Spotify as well. It's just Lucy.
And an Apple Music and a Tidal and an Amazon Music.
Yeah, we're on everything.
YouTube Music.
Spotify.
But Spotify is what I use, so. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, coordinated by William Hughes, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy anyplace cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.